Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. We have a great show planned for you and a special show because John Maxson, my business partner, is here again today. But we also have special guest Brian Wiltson from The Drive. You know him well, and he's here today to help us out, and we're going to do some good work here, Brian.
Well, that's the goal every day. I always enjoy coming over and spending time with you guys because I walk away learning stuff, and that's really what this program is all about. So today, have you ever wondered how the rich get richer? Why is it? How does that happen? Do you wonder, what do they know that I don't know, that the average investor does not know about investments, about tax planning, about estate protection? How do they seem to pay no more in taxes than I do, than the average American does? How do they get by with that? I mean, are there dodgy things going on, or are there some things that we all could utilize to perhaps make good decisions about our investments?
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about the tax secrets of the fellow rich. So a great example is Warren Buffett, arguably one of the best investors that has ever been there. So the Motley Fool had an article that said in 2016, he made $11.6 million in gross income and paid $1.8 million in federal taxes, which is an equivalent of a 16% income tax rate. So as they say, or you'll hear some in the media, they think that that's messed up. But the truth is, people like Warren Buffett and folks that have tax codes like that have a plan. They have a forward-looking tax plan.
Yeah, so you're probably saying, how in the world can I pull that off? If he can pull that off, what can I do? Well, first of all, it doesn't just happen. It takes planning. Warren Buffett plans ahead, and that's potentially what you can do.
Yep. And so what we want to talk about today is that there's some great news if you're listening, if you have a plan, what we call a forward-looking tax plan. So here's the deal. The average family goes through the year, and when they deal with the CPA, they're looking at ways that they can save money based on what's happened in the past. So we call it a rearview mirror and way of looking at taxes. That's what most preparers or CPAs do. Their job is to tell you what you owe for the previous 12 months. So Pete, the difference between a tax preparer and a forward-looking tax plan is a forward-looking tax plan looks at the tax codes and looks forward and says, how can I take advantage of strategies in the future?
Yeah. So, you ask, what can I do? Well, and again, back to conventional wisdom is that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. But by then, for many people, not everyone, the mortgage is paid off. There's no kids, so no deductions along with that. Maybe some charitable deductions, but for the way things are set up now, the standard deduction is larger than many people are going to use there. And so you're kind of out of deductions at that particular time. In 1980, defined benefits were changed to defined contributions like pensions and that. And now in retirement, it's really on your shoulders. You are responsible. And the problem is people don't have a PhD in finance. So, this is not an easy thing to figure out, John.
Well, tax code's pretty complicated. I can tell you that when my CPA works on my taxes, you almost need a separate tax dictionary to interpret it all. You know, people are learning about other things. Like, for example, I had a client, Pete, who had no idea what provisional income was. You see, that comes along with Social Security, and it means that approximately or up to 85% of your Social Security benefit could be included in your adjusted gross income. So that's something that when you talk about retirees, they don't know and realize that that can have a huge impact, not just on their income, but on their Social Security benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we're back to what do the rich know? We're going to cover that throughout the show. But again, I go back to what Warren Buffett, his whole thing is, he's planning ahead. He's talking about it. He's meeting with people. He's getting advisors. He's maybe more tax knowledgeable than a lot of people, but it's not really what he does every day either. So he gets the experts around him to help him to plan for that. And so we talk a lot here on the show about key components of a plan. And Brian, I know even, you know, you do some of our little advertising and things like this, and you're familiar with the five pillars.
The five pillars,
right. Some of the things that we talk about. And, you know, Social Security is part of that, and an income plan and those kind of things. People know about fees and expenses and 401k and IRA, and they don't realize that a lot of the places, John, that they're going to be drawing income from in retirement are actually going to add to their tax burden during retirement.
Well, I mean, I think the common philosophy is when you retire, your income tax bracket goes down. And in some cases, it probably does. But for a lot of people, it doesn't. Because outside of Social Security, the vast majority of the income that retirees are looking for and counting on in their retirement years is coming from their 401ks or deferred accounts. And, you know, Brian, people, when they retire, come into the realization that that money doesn't all belong to them.
Yeah. What a shock. The government wants a piece of it.
Well, I mean, you have to ask yourself a question. Why would the federal government allow me to defer taxes my entire life? Is it that they really want to help me save money on taxes? Or is that they're actually making an investment in the future? So we used to have this example that it, over a 30-year time period, if you save $2,000 a year on investing in a 401k, that typically the deferral on that tax was recaptured in payable taxes by the IRS within 5 to 6 years of retirement. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you have $1 million in an IRA and you're in a 25% income tax bracket, you only have $750,000. 25% of that belongs to the IRS. And so really understanding how this stuff is taxed, like to your point, Pete, not just your IRAs, but Social Security and having an income plan that considers that's really important.
Yeah. And so we live in a society of immediate gratification. Mm-hmm. How can I save $100 an hour?
I want what I want when I want it. Yeah,
that's exactly. And so by doing that, we set ourselves up for later having to pay a bigger price. And what the rich know, Brian, that many people don't know or haven't caught on to is that a lot of times if you pay the price today, you actually get to ride on calm seas later and you get to enjoy those great benefits. And they're willing to do that. But the average citizen in America is just after, how in the world can I just save that today? I'll worry about the future later. And again, that comes back to planning ahead. And so one of the things that the ultra rich know is they've had good people around them to guide them into the fact that, hey, it pays to do some good planning now and even take a little pain so that you can play later. And that's how we want to address the rest of this show and help you understand how you can take advantage of these strategies.
Well, and listen, taxes do play a huge role in planning for retirement. Remember, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And you have more control over how much you pay in taxes in retirement than at any other time in your life. How you structure your investments could have a huge impact on how much you pay Uncle Sam versus how much you keep in your pocket. And the goal, of course, is always to keep more in your pocket. Could you legally save yourself thousands of dollars in taxes every year? The answer is quite possibly, yes, you could. And we can't wait to show you how. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. Operators are standing by to take your call right now. 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. What you learn could literally save you tens of thousands of dollars and possibly more. Let me give you the number one more time. Write it down, 615-488-9303.
Well, when we come back, we're going to answer the question, how do the rich pay so little in taxes? Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
According to Motley Fool, the rich pay far less percentage in taxes than many normal, hardworking American people. We're not talking about them doing some offshore investment or something funky or dodgy. We're telling you their secrets that you can use right now.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, what we talk about here at Beacon is having a forward-looking tax team. We put a huge emphasis on that with our clients. In fact, AARP, which obviously a lot of retirees know that publication, had an article recently that said five reasons why you end up paying so much in taxes in retirement. That's really an eye-opening thing for a lot of retirees. And I'll tell you right now, more than ever, it's important that you have a firm and you work with an advisor and a tax advisor that understands where taxes are at and where they're headed. The bottom line is taxes are at a 40-year low right now. And, you know, we have this little thing called a $30 trillion debt, Brian. I know that's not a big number at all. But if you do the math on that, it may get you reelected to a political office to say you're going to reduce taxes. But when you simply do the math on that debt, taxes are going to go up on everyone in the future. So what do you do about that?
Well, conventional wisdom is that in retirement, we're all going to be paying a lot less in taxes. We'll be in a lower bracket. But you guys tell me that for many families here at Beacon, that's not the case. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so in the first section, I kind of set this up. So we want to elaborate some because these things really, really matter. You've got to think ahead to retirement. So if you're in your 40s, 50s, early 60s, retirement is still down the road. The time to start planning is absolutely right now, because the sooner you begin to put all the things in place that are going to benefit you during perhaps a 20 to 25 year period of retirement, that's really what it's all about. So again, when we say don't procrastinate, don't delay, call the number, there is a reason for that, because you can't just decide a few days before April the 15th, oh, I need to get all these things together. It takes years and planning ahead with people who know what they're doing. So in retirement, as I said earlier, deductions disappear. You've got to be thinking about that now while you're still working as you look to the future. At a time when you're going to be on a fixed income, that's when you want to be in a position of strength, not a position of weakness. You want to have already set yourself up, so now it's clear sailing. The only thing left for a lot of people is the standard deduction or charitable deductions, which kind of go in there hand in hand. And so again, the sooner you start getting your money more tax efficient, realizing that a lot of the deductions that are saving you money during your working years are going to be gone. So think about, how can I build more tax-free money? What about a Roth option? I've pointed out to many of my families here, hey, are you looking into whether your company offers a Roth 401k in addition to just a regular 401k? And many of them are like, well, I'm pretty sure they don't offer it. And about 9 out of 10 times when they come back and tell me, well, guess what, Pete? They actually do offer this. And I've decided that, you know, as per your advice, it'd probably be good to take advantage of this and build tax-free money for down the road. And then there's also things like Index Universal Life, which some experts call a super Roth. There's just a lot of different things. But understanding that because deductions go away, you're likely to be in as high, some people higher, bracket in retirement than even in your working years.
Yeah. Well, and I'd add just one more thing to that, which is really interesting, Pete. We were looking at this study recently in the office, and we talked about, I mentioned earlier in this segment, that taxes are at a 40-year low. You know, when you talk to people about that, they find that shocking. But we actually have a graph in our office of tax brackets, marginal brackets back to 1930. And it proves out that taxes are at a 40-year low, but yet we have this $30 trillion debt. But here's what's coming up. And this is a huge demographic shift. The boomers are now retiring, 70 million strong almost in America, retiring about 10,000 a day. And so they're now on Social Security and Medicare. And here's the other thing people don't realize. Population growth in the United States is actually down. So if you have a huge migration of demographically retiring and less people paying in and a $30 trillion debt, it stands to reason taxes will go up in the future. And, you know, Pete, it's not just like the things that you're talking about that you can do. It's also understanding like things like Social Security. they can be taxed up to 50% or even 85% of it. Again, this is just like tax brackets. It's just a huge wake-up call to retirees when they retire because they don't understand things like provisional income. So, for example, if you file jointly, if you make between $32,000 and $44,000, you're going to pay tax on up to 50% of your Social Security. And if you make over $44,000, and in today's standards, especially with inflation, that's not a lot of money. Up to 85% of your Social Security is going to be taxed. Wow. And so understanding the environment we're in and probably where we're headed is really important to your future.
And it's because of where your income is coming from. You could actually have higher income than that, Brian, if your income is coming from tax-free sources that don't count towards your provisional income. So that's the beauty of having Roth 401k, Roths, other tax-free income that doesn't count towards that. So again, planning ahead and making sure that your money invested is in certain types of accounts. And then for some people, they're going to work into their retirement. They're going to have a second job. They're maybe started something that they dreamed of during their working years, and they're going to own their own business, maybe have a partnership or corporation, and they have to pay self-employment taxes, and they also have to pay quarterly taxes. So, you know, that's another thing that they haven't perhaps thought about. And your filing could get more complicated because of all this. If all you have all your life, you work for the man, you work for someone, you got a W-2, yeah, nothing wrong with that. But now it's different because it's not just a W-2 when it's coming from Social Security, a pension, an IRA, maybe real estate income and other types of things. And so for some people, it actually, because of all the different sources of income that make up their retirement, it gets a little bit more complicated than it ever was before. So there again is a great reason why you need to have a professional to help you. And that's exactly why we here at Beacon, we have a whole department that is there that helps people with tax planning and that kind of thing. And so whether it's, you know, questions that you have now or whether you should take that 401k or Roth 401k, you want to talk to an advisor about where income can come from and how to make it more tax efficient, all of these things matter. And so again, because of that, the time to plan ahead and what the rich have figured out, they're planners. They look ahead. They're always 1 year, 5 year, 10 years down the road, and that's what we need to be as well.
You know, there are things that you know in your life, and there are a lot of things you don't know.
Right.
Very important to know what you don't know,
mm-hmm,
and to seek out the help that you need at times when you reach those points. Mm-hmm. And that's what Beacon is all about. Could you pay fewer taxes in retirement? What's the most efficient way to withdraw money from your IRA or 401k? How can the Trump tax reform benefit your family? You have questions about your investments. Let us prove to you how a small handful of strategies could help you make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement. It all starts with a simple phone call to learn about you and to see if Beacon team can create value for you. If they can, great. If not, they'll be the first ones to admit it. So you've really got nothing to lose here.
Yeah, absolutely. So folks, it is one simple phone call, and procrastination kills good planning. You know, you have this idea that maybe I should take action, I should do something. You think of 10 different reasons why you've got other important things to do. What's more important than setting yourself up for a tax-efficient retirement and so that you can enjoy those years where you have more leisure time to yourself? So pick up that phone right now and give us a call, 615-488-9303. I promise it won't hurt. It could be one of the most important phone calls you ever make, 615-488-9303.
Well, when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation on how you could possibly save thousands of dollars in taxes. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Brian Wilson. Pete Benson is with us. John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Today's show, right here, is designed to help you out. And we're right here in Middle Tennessee. Convenient meeting locations in Cool Springs and Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville. And the topic today is how it seems that the super rich pay so little in taxes. What can we learn from their strategies? Strategies that could potentially benefit you. This is information that could save you tens of thousands of dollars, or in some cases, even more.
Yeah, there are a lot of articles out there and a lot of people discussing how in the world can I save money in taxes? Morningstar had an article recently, how to curb taxes in retirement. Folks, you need to be listening to this and you need to be taking it serious because this is an important part. Literally, taxes could take away 30 to 40% or more in some cases of your retirement monies. So planning ahead for that's important. That's why we look at ways to reduce taxes in retirement and take on some of the same strategies that the super rich do, like how to create tax diversification. You're like, well, I have no idea what tax diversification is. Well, in addition to having taxable monies saved up for retirement, like IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, this is where the bulk of people's retirement monies are today when they retire. How about taking the time and planning ahead and adding tax-friendly accounts, like a brokerage account, CDs. Now, not right now when they're paying 1%, but something like that when the opportunity is right. Bank savings, money market, there's other things that you can utilize. But again, you've got to get a reasonable return on that. And so I'm bringing those up because they are things that can be used during a 40-year period, but you look for the right opportunity to find things that are actually going to pay you something, which right now in the banks, it can't. But in a brokerage, and there are some other things that we use here at Beacon that are not fully taxable when you retire that can really help you. And then, John, tax-free options that we like to talk about a lot here.
Yeah, Roth IRA, Roth conversions. The market's down, been very volatile. It's a great opportunity if you're thinking about a Roth conversion to look at mm-hmm. that right now. You know, Roth 401k, that's something that very few people, which is kind of surprising to me, still know that most companies have. Even if you're a higher income earner and you can't do a Roth IRA contribution, if your company has a Roth 401k option, there's no income limit on that to participate in that. So many things to take advantage of tax efficiencies. And the thing is, Pete, that one of the things that I see with people coming in right now is they're concerned about inflation. They're concerned about income. They're concerned about all the stuff that's happening in this crazy market right now. And so they don't think there's opportunities. There's always opportunities. And a volatile market, Brian, really presents a ton of tax opportunities.
I keep hearing you talk about Roth IRA. Yeah. And what is this technical difference? And it seems like if it's that good, why would you even have the regular?
Well, I mean, so it's pretty simple to understand, but there's a couple of moving parts. Roth IRA is when you make a contribution to a Roth IRA, you pay taxes on it, right? However, all of the growth for the rest of your life is tax-free.
Wow.
And so our industry has done for, although it's getting better for a long time, has taught people to defer and to defer taxes and just put things in traditional. And the client, in many cases, has interpreted tax deferral as tax savings. Tax deferral isn't tax savings, it's just tax deferral. And so Roth is a great way, and there are several other that you can actually plan for tax-free growth in the future.
Wow.
Yeah, and so think of it this way, Brian. Do you want to be taxed on the seed, which is very small,
mm-hmm.
or do you want to be taxed on the harvest?
Well, of course, the smaller amount.
That's, right.
And so your upfront costs are high, but the payoff comes later.
Again, I go back to immediate gratification. Mm-hmm. Some people just want to save that $100, $500, $1,000 now, even though it could cost them $10,000 down the road. So there's a lot of misunderstanding about Roths. You know, I can't do those, and I can't do a Roth conversion, or I can't do a Roth 401k. That's what we're here in this show to do, is educate folks to, and you said it yourself, people don't know what they don't know. We're trying to help you understand that these people that are super rich, they've got people around them that they're listening to that have told them, hey, you need to do this, not that. And so we're trying to help people out too, so that they have some taxable money, tax deferred money, tax free money. Again, that's all tax diversification. I love what Leonardo da Vinci said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And so people sometimes think that there has to be something super difficult about what the super rich are doing to save in taxes. If we give them the simple solution, it's like, well, that's probably never going to make any difference. I'm telling you, it's the simple things that really do make a difference.
Yeah, and it's things like taking advantage of what we call the sweet spot of the tax code. So understanding the tax codes and working with a team that understands your current income and how you can take advantage of the tax brackets and the width of those is very important. So for example, can you do a partial Roth conversion within a certain range of the tax code? So for example, if you're in a 22% tax bracket based on your income and there's margin for $20,000 or let's say $50,000 of Roth conversion, you do a Roth conversion that hits your income. So it's ordinary income. So if you have margin outside of your income up to a certain amount to stay within that bracket, it's using that strategy to pay taxes at your current bracket and get tax-free growth for the rest of your life. But again, that's just one of many strategies that you really need to look at. And Pete, I think one of the big ones I want to talk about here is income and withdrawal, the sequence of withdrawals, which is something so many retirees don't plan for.
Yeah, they have no idea what we're talking about. And you really need to come in and talk to us about this, maximizing your withdrawal sequencing. So think about this, Brian. So you've got money that's fully taxable. Then you've got money that's tax efficient. It's not all tax free and it's not all taxable, but it's partially taxable. And then you've got tax free money. And what people think is, I'm going to leave that money to last because I know it's going to be painful now. So maybe they retire when they're 60. They don't really have to pull that money out until they're 72, but they want to wait until later. Well, later, it's going to be a bigger amount. I mean, you do want your money to have grown in 10 years, right? So the taxable money grows bigger. Instead of utilizing that early on and getting that dealt with early and letting the tax-free money grow. I mean, just think about the wisdom of that. And yet we find that 9 out of 10 people do it just the opposite when they start pulling money out in retirement. So it's where you pull that out. And maybe if you need, let's say, $80,000 or want $80,000 that first year, you know, 50% comes from tax efficient, 25 from tax free, and 25 from fully taxable. There's ways to set it up so that you're falling in a lower tax bracket.
All right, well, let me jump in here because I'm hearing a lot of new information. And the answer is yes. I, like everyone, I want to pay less in taxes in retirement. And I know some of our listeners have asked about the most efficient ways to withdraw money from their IRA or 401k. And of course, there's a question about how the Trump tax reform will affect retirement plans. Honestly, you know, for someone like me and for many people listening right now, this can get a little overwhelming. So what's the answer?
Yeah, so it's simpler than what people may think, and it may seem a little cliche, but it really starts with taking some action, picking up the phone, making a simple phone call, sitting down with someone. We'd love to do that for you. Let us listen to you, learn about you, to see if we can create value for you. Let us prove to you how a small handful of strategies could help you make the most out of every single dollar that you've worked hard for and saved for retirement. If we can, great. And if not, we'll be the first ones to admit it, and you've gotten at least some good information.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we can't help everyone, but how do you know if we can help you or not until you give us a try? So we don't want to be all things to all people, but rather we want to be all things to a select group. And we believe that anybody who wants to save in taxes is part of that select group. So it's a simple phone call. It could save you hundreds of dollars, likely to save you thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in the long run. So take some action right now. Call 615-488-9303. Again, 615-488-9303.
And after this brief break, the Beacon Boys will be right back with more tax-saving strategies that they've learned from the super rich that can absolutely benefit you.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Okay, we're back. If you missed any of the show so far, I got some good news. We're going to recap some of this stuff for you. Mm-hmm. Ever wondered how Warren Buffett and the other ultra-wealthy people seemingly pay so little in taxes compared to their wealth and income? I know that that crosses my mind. In this show, Pete and John are teaching you how you and I, regular people and families, can use some of the same strategies that the super rich use to save on our taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it is available. The things that we're talking about are simple, but they are things that take action, and you have to give us a chance to begin to educate you. And so some of the things we've already discussed in the first sections is that the strategies of the uber rich, if you will, pay less in taxes. And there's a way that they are setting themselves up to realize that in retirement, chances are some of their best deductions that they used in the 40 years of their working career are going to disappear. And so because of that, they have set up their investments and their income sources to be more tax efficient than what many of us do.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when you hear people say that they should pay more in taxes, all they're doing is using current tax code that's available to everyday Americans. They're working with smart people to utilize that to benefit them, not just today, but down the road. And that's really true of anything in life. You know, somebody said to me, Pete, one time, Brian, you'd probably appreciate this. I was speaking at an event, and they said, well, you just don't want to pay more in taxes. I said, you're right. Who wants to pay more in taxes?
No one. I mean, know. Yeah.
If you want to pay more in taxes, I mean, probably need to get your head checked out. But the bottom line is, tax planning is like anything else. If all you're doing is taking the standard deduction or the deductions that most CPAs talk about, and you're not really looking at the full tax code, which is very complicated, chances are you're probably not taking, you know, advantage of strategies that are on the tax code or on the record today for you, because you just don't know about them. And so having this plan is really important. And then, Pete, I think one of the things that is a wake-up call to so many retirees, and we see this every week, is understanding that this whole concept that you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement may not necessarily be true.
Right. And now some of your retirement income sources are going to be, all of that money is going to be taxed in some capacity. With Social Security, for most people that we run into around here, 85% of their Social Security is going to be taxed. And so you've got to consider that. Many people have this mistaken idea until they sit down with us that somehow they paid taxes on Social Security, which they did, and that they don't have to pay any later in retirement. That's a very small select group of people that are going to pay zero. Some are going to pay on 50% of their Social Security. So if that's $30,000 coming in, they're going to pay taxes on $15,000 of that at their current rate. And many people, it's going to be 85% of that money. So essentially, if it's 85%, it might as well be all of it, because that's about $26,000 out of $30,000
Wow.
that's going to be taxed. And if you take 30% of that away, that is gut-punching to you and really makes a difference in what your retirement's going to look
like. And one of the things I learned in a previous show when I was working with you guys is about Social Security and how you only get one crack at it.
You do.
I mean, and if you mess it up when you set up your Social Security, you can't go back and do a do-over, and you can really make some huge mistakes. You need guidance there.
And I think of one of my, you know, favorite couples that I work with here, families that I work with, and really super smart. They've got themselves saved up for a really great retirement. But the one thing they weren't sure of is Social Security, and I gave them some strategies in a meeting lately because she was ready to pull the trigger on hers, and there were some things that I was able to show them, and so we were able to add $300 per month to her Social Security for the rest of her life. So that's $3,600 a year. She lives 20 years. You're talking about, you know, substantial money. And she was like, man, I can buy a lot of shoes. I can, you know, go a lot of places, do a lot of fun things with just that little bit of extra money. But it might as well be in their pocket because they were deserving of it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, there's also, in addition to this, some other incredible strategies that are out there to help people potentially reduce taxes, like creating what we call tax diversification. You know, you have diversification in your portfolio. You need to have tax diversification too. Looking at Roth conversions or partial Roth conversions, all the volatility we've had in the market, everything that's happening, there are some huge opportunities here. Maximizing what we call withdrawal sequence of across your taxable, non-taxable, and deferred accounts. And then, you know, maximizing tax-free monies and minimizing taxable monies. All of these strategies, looking at them and seeing how they fit into an overall plan for you and your family.
Yeah, and a couple more things that, John, I want to have us end with. QCDs, qualified charitable deductions. For those of you that are required minimum distribution age, and let's say your required minimum distribution is $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year, if you are a charitable person and you're going to be giving money to charity anyway, how about having some of that money, or all of it in some cases, go directly to a qualified charity and you don't pay any taxes on that money? It's a beautiful thing. They get what they want, which is, you know, people to help them out, which you probably would have anyway, but you get a great benefit. And what if that $10,000 or $15,000 that you had directly go to that charity literally put you in a lower tax bracket? And now not only do you get the benefit of helping them out, but some other benefits to yourself that many of you are not taking advantage of right now.
Yeah, well, it's been said that Americans will overpay taxes to the tune of, listen to this, $1 billion every year.
Unreal.
That is an enormous amount of money. David Walker, who's the former comptroller for the United States government, has served both administrations from both sides. He resigned in 2011. He said, I just can't keep looking at this debt. Now, this is back in 2011, substantially higher now.
Yeah, sure.
I can't keep looking at the debt and being mismanaged. It's making me sick. Our country, bottom line, have unfunded liabilities, and it's trillions of dollars. Walker said we may need to double taxes just to pay for all this. Now, that's, you know, General Walker, somebody you can look up. Ed Slott, who is the known widely in the country as the IRA guru expert, he heartily endorses things like Roths or permanent life insurance. And so the bottom line is there's a bunch of options. The worst option you can choose is to do nothing.
Yeah, you know, so friends, take action. I want you to call this number, 615-488-9303. You know, don't let this opportunity pass you by when tens of thousands of dollars are riding on it. With inflation already eating into your buying power in a huge way, and Lord, are we reminded of that every day.
Got it.
Don't let unnecessary taxes erode your hard-earned money even more. The solution is simple. Call the Beacon team at 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303, or go to askbeaconnow.com.
Yeah, and folks, there's no gimmicks here. This is real. You can take advantage of a lot of the same opportunities and planning that the super rich do to save money in taxes. Inflation is already eroding so much of your money. Don't give needless money away in taxes, too. So we hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing, and it's such a delight, Brian, to have you
My
here
pleasure.
Again today. Feel free to call us anytime, 615-488-9303, and we look forward to hearing from you very soon here at Beacon.
Well, folks, until next week, I'm John Maxson with Pete Benson and Brian Wilson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.